Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Scientology organizes life around a central principle, survival. According to official Scientology teaching, the basic command of life is survive. This drive is then divided into eight areas called the eight dynamics. A dynamic is understood as an urge, drive, or impulse toward survival. The first dynamic concerns survival as an individual. The second concerns creativity, sexuality, family, and future generations. The third concerns survival through groups. The fourth concerns humanity as a species. The fifth concerns animals, plants, and other living things. The sixth concerns the physical universe of matter, energy, space, and time. The seventh concerns spiritual existence. The eighth concerns infinity, sometimes associated with God or a supreme being. This framework can initially sound comprehensive. It encourages people to think beyond personal interests. It recognizes that individuals are connected to families, communities, humanity, living creatures, the physical world, and spiritual questions. Christians can recognize the important human longing underneath this framework. People want their lives to have order. They want to understand how personal choices affect family, society, creation, and the future. They want to live for something larger than themselves. The Christian concern is not that survival is unimportant. Survival is a genuine goal. Scripture repeatedly protects life, commands care for neighbors, and teaches responsible stewardship of creation. The deeper question is whether survival should be the governing principle by which every part of life is understood and judged. Biblical Christianity teaches that faithfulness to God is greater than survival. Jesus did not organize his mission around preserving his own earthly life. He said that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus faithfully went to the cross, surrendering his life in love for sinners. Christians are therefore not called merely to survive. They are called to love God, love their neighbors, seek justice, practice mercy, tell the truth, protect the vulnerable, and remain faithful to Christ, even when faithfulness involves sacrifice. Survival by itself cannot determine what is morally good. A dishonest action might help an individual or organization survive while harming other people. A powerful group might preserve itself through fear, secrecy, or injustice. Survival does not automatically make an action righteous. Christian ethics begins with the character and commands of God. Goodness is grounded in who God is: holy, truthful, just, merciful, and loving. The Christian worldview also understands the different dimensions of life as more than compartments serving one central drive. Family, friendship, justice, worship, work, beauty, stewardship, truth, and love each have their proper place within God's created order. These dimensions should work together, but they should not all be reduced to survival. In a respectful conversation with a Scientologist, a Christian might ask, "What do you believe makes survival morally good?" Another helpful question is, could an act of sacrificial love be good even when it decreases someone's chance of survival? These questions create an opportunity to discuss Jesus Christ, who gave his life and was bodily raised from the dead. Christian hope ultimately rests not in our ability to secure endless survival, but in God's promise of resurrection and new creation. Survival matters, but faithfulness is greater than survival. Christians live, serve, sacrifice, and hope under the lordship of Jesus Christ.